7-10, KPND, depend on us. Good evening, KPND Radio News Time, 5:05. How you doing? Dave Jarvis sitting in for Dennis Shaw, and in the KPND News Center is Kelly Blyer.
Thanks so much, Dave. A Bend financial advisor is reacting to a huge down day on Wall Street. Today, the Dow closed down 389 points, or about 3%. Troy Reinhart with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management in Bend says the market slide is connected with debt problems in Italy. Reinhart believes that our position not to save them from themselves also played into the big drop.
There's lots of people that are hoping that the white knights of the United States of America would come riding to Europe's relief and bail them out. And basically the IMF and the United States Treasury are saying, we're not going to be the banker, the backstop of all this. And that exasperated things when people's little illusions of rainbows and butterflies were shattered.
Reinhart says compared to the problems in Greece, Italy is much more fiscally responsible and actually has a budget surplus. Culver School District officials say they are disappointed that the general obligation bond failed in Tuesday's election. Superintendent Stephanie Garber says they may be down, but they're not out.
Hopefully be able to get in touch with many of the no voters to ask what would they support. So doing nothing isn't an option for us because of the state of several of our buildings.
Garber says the task force created last January will begin redlining the former proposal and finding ways to get the most urgently needed repairs financed. She says they hope to educate the community about the importance of getting the Culver schools up to a safe environment. The race for Oregon's 1st District congressional seat has been narrowed down. Businessman Rob Cornelis will represent Republicans. He says the next step in the campaign is to convince people who didn't vote for him this time around to mark their ballots in his favor next time.
This is not about Republicans versus Democrats versus independents. This is about what's best for the 1st District of Oregon.
Suzanne Bonamici, a state senator and attorney, won the Democratic primary. She says she'll keep reaching out to voters,
letting them know that with me as a representative, they know they'll have somebody who has a history of standing up for middle-class families and small businesses and consumers.
Both candidates took significant leads over their opponents early in the race. The special election to finalize David Wu's replacement will be on January 31st. The national test of the emergency alert system didn't go well across the country today. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports it failed in Oregon.
The test obviously did not work well in Oregon.
This is what you should have heard.
The emergency alert system.
But that message was not broadcast on most radio and TV stations in Oregon. Jennifer Chamberlain with Oregon Emergency Management says the Federal Communications Commission is working with engineers to learn what went wrong.
The FCC was looking for gaps, and I would say this is kind of a big one.
In other states, the message was broadcast, but in many cases, the audio was distorted. The FCC will try to solve the problems and try the test again. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The jury now has the case in the Stephen Blaylock murder case in testimony on Tuesday. Stephen himself did not take the stand, but his defense team says Lori beat, scratched, and smothered her husband. They claim Stephen killed Lori in self-defense. Our news partner, News Channel 21, was in the courtroom.
He reaches up with his hand, puts his hand around her neck, and chokes her in defending himself.
The defense called 13 witnesses, and many testified they had seen Stephen with injuries from battles with Lori, injuries like a black eye and fingernail marks on his face. Stephen Blaylock could be convicted of either murder or the lesser charge of manslaughter. And the man who brought Oregon Rush to Central Oregon is stepping down. John O'Sullivan brought the soccer club to the area in 2007. Currently, more than 1,000 athletes play soccer for Oregon Rush. It started with just a couple hundred players and grew from there.
I leave believing that the organization is incredibly strong. We have a great board, a great coaching staff, and I believe it's in a position now where someone can come in and, you know, bring in fresh ideas and really take it to the next level.
O'Sullivan wanted to step down to spend more time with his family and pursue other business opportunities. The board will begin a national search for his replacement immediately. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.